You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. 40,000 counting affiliates. And 20,000 more not organized, but ready to fight. 60,000 soldiers. Now there ain't but 20,000 police in the whole town. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you
dig it? I can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep 'cause my bed's on fire.
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
Damien.
Hi.
We exist in a post Game of Thrones world.
Yes, we do.
No, I don't.
We all do.
I don't live in a post Game of Thrones world at all.
Are you, Douglas, are you a dancer in the dark person? Are you one of these people who believe that you want to never watch the last one to keep it alive in your mind? That it's going to keep building and building so you don't see it end?
It could be that. It could also be sports.
Yeah, that's not a good enough reason. We've been laughing at Damien for that excuse for like years.
Sports? Yeah, no, but, Andrew, but no, Douglas you. Is, he has yeah. the affliction.
Yeah. You see, the thing is, before, when I watch sports, those sports would be daytime early sports. In the morning or while I was working, which would make me a bum at work.
Yes.
Then I could come home and be a bum watching my television. Mm-hmm. Andrew, I now watch primetime sports.
Aha!
So all the TV just got fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, you know, I should watch this TV show, but sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's better drama than of Game you. Of Thrones. Sports. Watching Ah Commands. Never gets tired.
Talking about Common, mm-hmm. we're back for chapter 3
yes.
of the John Wickiverse.
Mm-hmm.
And In case we didn't make this official, we have to make this official. There's John Wick.
Yes.
Then John Wick 2, The Wicker Man.
Okay.
Then John Wick 3, The Wickening. And when John Wick 4 comes out, it'll be The Wickmas. I'm hoping it comes out in Christmas and that kind of works out.
You have no idea what's coming.
Mr. Wick broke the rules. I trust you understand the repercussions if he survives.
John Wick, excommunicado, is now in effect.
You shouldn't be here.
So, why are we calling number 2 Wicker Man?
Because it was more John Wick.
But, I mean, is it really the Wicker Man, or is it more, say, Batwick? That's better. I think Batwick is more appropriate for that one.
I mean, I don't think that really kind of works in like the pun Wick usage. But whatever, it's dumb.
My question is, when does Disney buy John Wick? Not the studio, just him, to just have him as a superhero in the next Marvel movie.
John Wick versus Captain Marvel. Who'll win?
Well, we were talking after the movie and we're just like, even though this would definitely ruin part 4, we need to get a Die Hard sighting. Like, we need a Bruce Willis sighting in the next John Wick. Because these movies are basically Die Hard movies.
So, I have to tell you, I was extremely happy with the people who make John Wick. Because Rafi was a huge part of the marketing campaign for this movie.
And he's in
one scene. No, the other ones don't count because he's in fucking background and says nothing.
He's in two scenes. Right. He's in the first scene and he's in the last scene.
Yeah, he says two things.
He does not say anything in that last scene. He drops the man into the... He doesn't say anything.
Fair point. He only says one thing.
And by the way, that one thing is tremendous. Tremendous.
For those of you not keeping up, this week we're going to be talking about John Wick 3. And for those of you who care, and I'm only doing this not because they've warned me, but because I know the people I'm about to talk to, we're going to spoil the holy shit out of this movie because they like it. So we're going to just say everything we like.
I disagree with this premise.
John Wick 3 is a continuation of the John Wick saga. Basically, it's a story of a man having the worst week of his life. Like, I was thinking about it the other day watching this movie. Do we know, like, the timeline from, like, the beginning of the first movie to know how much time
has passed? As far as I'm concerned, we're on... this is day 3. John Wick 4 is day 4. Like, come on.
It'd be hard to get from New York to Casablanca.
You sure about that?
This is...
a day.
This is the continuation of John Wick avenging his dog's death.
So this is the Avengers movie.
Yes, right. But now he has to deal with the repercussions of being excommunicado after murdering someone on continental ground, and boom, we continue on.
Speaking of loving dogs, it is clear that John Wick is a must-love dogs kind of guy, no?
Must. I'm more of a cat.
Wasn't there a romantic comedy called that?
Yes. Wow.
Yes, there was.
Wow.
That was the inspiration for the shitty joke a while ago.
I mean, that is a gunshot. But okay. Boy, that joke just got murdered.
That it did.
I was trying to come up with Avengers puns,
yes,
but with dogs. Power Avengers, but that didn't sound right to me.
No, it doesn't. I mean,
Dog Avenger.
Paw Patrol.
No, but I need a pun with Avengers or Vengeance.
Nick Fury?
Huh?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
A first draft.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
That is about right. My brain wasn't making it out. There's a joke there.
Yeah.
My brain is not making.
I mean, we need Doctor Strange.
We need Andy Saltzman to come in.
Yeah, we do.
And rectify the situation. But I am not him. I lack the requisite skill. So we are moving on.
So Damian.
Yes, sir.
I think you, sir, represent the best of us.
Okay, thank you.
When it comes to looking at movies this dumb and this ridiculous,
and just
fawning over them without the wonderful superhero like ability of ignoring all of the plot problems that any other normal person might recognize.
Two questions.
My question to you, Damian, is on the scale of Rambo 1 to Rambo 2. Where does John Wick 3 fall?
All of the John Wicks are in Rambo 2 territory. Every single one of them. They're equally ridiculous. What I'll say is John Wick has done such a good job of condensing their what normal people call a plot, but what I am well aware is just excuses to take you from action scene to action scene. In John Wick 1, he loses a dog. The dog was given to him by his wife, and he was upset over it.
By the way, I have to just pause for a moment. Mm-hmm. We need to appreciate and we need to praise the folks for exactly what you're saying, because as you're talking, right, you realize that 15-minute stretch in John Wick 1 is the only length of time where they set up anything.
Yes.
Everything else is gunfire.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
And so in the first one, he, as I said, loses the dog. The dog represented the love of his wife. As the wife gave it to him and said, I'd like you to stop murdering people now, if you don't mind. And he agreed. Theon Greyjoy was an asshole and didn't know who John Wick was, which seems, as these movies continue, it seems more and more ridiculous that he, son of a mob boss, did not know who John Wick was. That is gross negligence on everyone's part. When you enter any room, there should just be a list of people that are the don't fuck with.
Yep. And even if he doesn't know, right?
Yeah.
He had an entourage with him at the time.
One of
who,
them.
As soon as they saw who he was fucking with, should have just been like,
oh, they should have just tapped him on the shoulder and go, all right, listen, look, we made a mistake. Listen, sorry about the dog thing. We didn't know. Here's what we'll do. Anything you want, please. We literally didn't. I'm very sorry, Jonathan. Right? And punch Theon in the face, which is what Leguizamo did.
Yes, it is.
And so the son was a piece of shit.
Still, my favorite line in this movie is simply, oh.
Yeah. And Baba Yaga. The first one resulted in him killing 82 people. I think that's the official stat.
If you say so.
No, some people with more time than all of us actually counted
how
many persons got murdered. I'm pretty sure it's 82. And he killed 82 people because, of course, they killed his dog.
Yeah.
And because he then murdered that many people in part two, news got out.
Yeah.
There was a
social media alarm.
They
said, John Wick is back for business.
Yeah.
Is open for business.
Is open for business.
Yeah.
And so a man that had
77 people.
Oh, ooh. Fair enough.
I just Googled it and I found this website where it has statistics. Mm-hmm. It breaks it down by scene and it also shows shot accuracy statistics and headshots in each scene.
Yes.
So like in John's house, he had a 95% shot accuracy.
Pretty good.
All right. I really headshots. Like whoever this is.
Yeah. I wish I had that kind of time. I really do.
I just want to let you know, in the compound, he had 100% accuracy.
Yeah, he had a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
So he was cheating.
Yeah. But move right along. Sorry.
In part two, they heard that John Wick, as Douglas said, was open for business. And so someone with a, let's call it a MacGuffin, a thing to move the story along. Someone came and added and gave him... What did they call it in the Spider-Verse? They called
the... Oh, the goober?
Yeah. Right. Someone gave him a goober. And he, at first, refused the goober.
Yes.
And so the man blew up his house, which I don't know if he realized. Someone stole a dog and he murdered half a continent. Blowing up his house is probably not the way to go about this.
Mm-hmm.
So just letting you know.
Yes.
The stats for John Wick 2.
Mm-hmm.
302 shots fired.
Uh-huh. Okay.
80.1% shot accuracy.
Okay.
Not bad.
So by
and
that
128 killed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So he increased his murder output by 50%.
He, one death was by rope.
Of course. Mm-hmm. There's one death by pencil.
Yes.
No, there were two by pencil.
I did notice that. And he graduated from pencil to book in this new movie.
In the third one.
Yeah.
So... The man who gave him the goober then betrayed him and he proceeded to murder everyone and broke one rule that you can't shoot people on continental grounds. The Continental is a hotel where murderers go to murder other people, but you don't get to murder people on the ground.
Yeah.
He was told not to do so. He ignored that warning and... Because he murdered someone, he was then excommunicadoed. Part three is that excommunication taking effect. And in part three, he calls in every favor he can so that he can get to the head of this assassin organization. It makes even less sense as the movies continue. The thing that they're trying to establish makes even less sense, but they know it, and I also know it.
Of course they do.
So it doesn't matter.
I mean, the fact that they winked and nodded at me by placing the guy almost at the top as an actor from Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
It was...
I want to say things that are relating to the last episode of Game of Thrones. I hate
you. You cannot talk to me about this yet.
Because it made me laugh because of who
yeah.
and what he does in this movie
yep. okay.
related to Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I really need to watch this episode now.
Related to where he ends up at the end of Game of Thrones.
Here's what you should do with this episode of Game of Thrones. Watch 35 minutes and then turn it off.
It's like that, is it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's a wrap-up episode.
Yeah.
Or do what I did. Just watch episode 2 and... Episode
Actually,
3 and 5 again.
One thing I kind of half decided to do is to wait until the weekend so that I can just watch the whole season back to back again.
Or just watch episode 3 and 5 again.
And skip those were skip pretty the good talking episodes.
So, because the story is he goes to the head of this crime syndicate, this assassin guild or whatever it's called. And he is asking for forgiveness because everyone is trying to murder him. Within, let's say, 10 minutes of his contract being out, it increased from 14 million immediately to 15 million. And everyone is aware of who John Wick is. Everyone is aware of his skills. And everyone asks the same question when they see him initially. Are you here to kill me? Which is a running joke from the last
it.
One where they ask,
are you here to kill
the Pope?
Oh, I love
Which
it.
Is tremendous. And he's like, oh, not the Pope? Then continue, sir. And so this movie is just John Wick getting out of New York to talk to the head of the Assassin's Guild so that he can be reinstated. But I have spent 10 minutes saying words, but that is not what John Wick is. I have spent more time than the movie does. Right. I've spent more time than any John Wick movie, except the first one, trying to explain in broad strokes what this movie is. These movies are about action scenes being conceived and then wrapping any story around it to take you from point to point. I actually spoke to someone on Monday. She saw the movie and she said she doesn't think she likes it as much as the other one.
Oh, okay. As the other one. Okay.
And I said, all right, I'm going to take you through this step by step. I was like, did you like the first action scene? And she said, yes. I said, good. Did you like the last action scene? And she said, all right. And then we worked our way down the middle. And we met in the middle of the movie. And I said, of all the action scenes we've described, you didn't laugh or smile or nod in agreement with one scene. There are 7 scenes. You like 6 out of the 7. Even by the most aggressive math, you like this movie. And she thought about it and she went,
yep.
I have to go watch this movie.
So I want to ask this question because I remember a time not too long ago when there was only one Wick.
The Wickening.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that one of us on this podcast didn't like that movie.
Well, we know it's not me because that is impossible. Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Could you tell me who didn't like John Wick?
It was I.
I was right. I remember Andrew being like, but they're all the same scene. He just shoots them. Mm-hmm. or it was some logic like that, right? That was what you were saying at first?
To let it continue, yes.
Have you come to rectify your dirty ways?
Sure, yes.
I don't think Andrew's a fan of the wanton murder and non-storytelling, which is fine. You, sir, can enjoy seasons 2 through 6 of Game of Thrones.
Boy, but this movie, Damian,
it's
great.
Incredible. You remember when I came here not about a month ago and looked at you guys and went, it's an Avengers movie. There's a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew was disappointed because he assumed that there'd be, I've had some kind of growth and maturity when it came to movies. But the Avengers movie proved yet again that I'm not there yet. And you also looked at me with a bit of disdain. You're just like, come on, Damian, this Avengers movie is incredible. I want you to compare Avengers to John Wick 3 and tell me which movie did the most with the runtime.
Damian, don't ask me to choose between my children.
Okay. But pick one. Everyone has a favorite child.
You want to know my favorite child?
Uh-huh.
This guy.
This is quite possibly the easiest question in the world. John Wick wins hard.
Yes. It is tremendous. John Wick 3 is everything you want from The Wickening.
Yup. I love
He it. Slices. He dices. He blends.
So, Andrew, tell me, how was it for you watching Iron Chef try and fight John Wick?
Jesus. I'm slightly upset that you guys have figured that out, because that was one of my notes, one of my jokes for this podcast, that the Iron Chef is still Iron Chefing and then attempts to Iron Chef John Wick.
So good. So I actually had forgotten about that. What I did remember him from was all of those shitty 90s and 80s action movies.
Uh-huh.
And I just decided to look at his IMDb page to remember his name, which clearly I remembered wrong, because I thought it was something like Don something. His name is actually Mark Dacascos.
Yes.
But then here showed up Iron Chef, and immediately I said, oh, yeah.
When I saw him the first time, because no one, and I expected this at Carib. No one at Carib laughed the first time he was on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to just hold it in the entire time. And I went home, and I sent one message to my sister. I was like, Iron Chef is in John Wick 3. And she's just like, I'm leaving now. I'm leaving work immediately.
But he was great in this movie.
Tremendous.
He knew exactly what he was doing. As does, to be honest, everybody in this movie. And he did it well. I love in at the end of his fight, he's like, hold on, I soon catch up.
I'll catch up too.
This is him sitting down with a sword through his midsection. But it's so hard to talk about this movie, to try to talk about this movie with any sort of objectivity or any sort of, you know, assessment of goodnosity. Yeah. Because there is none in this. This movie is just raw gunslinging. It's a action marvel to watch. And just watching all of the shitty moments, like Damian getting to make fun of his NBA situation, because apparently that first guy in
that
the library
is a basketball player for
basketball
the Clippers
player.
He left the Clippers. He's now on the Sixers. Boban Marjanovic.
Just me being able to laugh at
Rafi and the Iron Chef.
Oh my God. And then so simple things like I think somebody needs to make a drinking game out of this movie. Whenever John Wick flies through a glass box, drink.
Yeah.
Like that was, it just kept going.
You'd be dead.
And the one disappointment that I do have with this movie, is that there was no payoff for that. So I thought, right? Mm-hmm. He kept falling into these glass things. I thought he was going to get up and eventually get the rest of, like, push them into some big glass thing. And I don't know what it was, but something was going to happen and it didn't. And by the way, am I right in saying that one of the two second class bosses was Dog or Mad Dog or whatever his name was from the Raid Redemption, right?
Yeah.
I saw, so he was the one that, so For you, it was Ian Sheffield laughed and nobody laughed. I saw him and I was like, oh, I know what's happening.
Listen.
And obviously nobody else recognized that guy.
For just how much they're embracing that we're the dudes what did the Matrix.
Yes.
Like, everything Matrix related they put in because they're dumb. Course. Having Morpheus have Morpheus dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
The adjudicator.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think you could make someone that despicable in a movie about murder.
So, by the way, just to back up and plug a show that I've been plugging before, but you guys don't fucking watch.
Yes.
That adjudicator.
Yes.
Is also in Billions and is essentially that person. It's so good.
I don't want it.
They're like 5 seasons. Do I want to watch 5 seasons of a show?
If by 5 you mean 2.5, sure.
I don't want to.
I'm looking at the thing. All right, it says 4. It says they're in the 4th season now or something.
4, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm looking at IMDb right now.
Oh, well.
It's the 4th season that just finished.
Oh, okay. Oh, it finished. That's another thing.
It's still going. Yeah. So like they have 3 more episodes, I see. So so 3.5 seasons, soon to be 4 seasons. Do I want to watch a 4 season show now?
It has your boy in it.
Who?
Anyways, we're talking about John Wick.
Paul Giamatti is tremendous. For I guess the 2 people left on Earth that haven't seen any of the John Wicks. This movie, first of all, don't watch this movie. Watch the first 2 and then watch this movie.
Yes, please.
For those who like the first 2 John Wick, congratulations.
Yeah.
You've entered and won the grand prize. You get John Wick 3. And if for whatever reason you did not enjoy John Wick, I need you to send me a formal email so I can add you to a list of people I don't want to speak to anymore. Because this movie is exactly... You give the movie a chance to come over. Douglas is looking for a movie that released 2 days ago.
To must pre-order, can pre-order Amazon, it.
Because he's a bad person. The movie, it continues to be special. You see that the movie is more focused on how good can we make these action scenes rather than, oh, what's this story? And they don't waste time worrying about things like, does this make sense? Because they don't need it to. They don't care. They understand that none of that is important because you left your house and you walked into a movie called John Wick. And so they know what you want. And that is what they're trying to give you. From the opening scenes, it becomes very clear that this movie is exactly what you want. He's fighting some low-level guys, some ninja guys in a museum filled with old-timey weapons. And there's a point that he's thrown so many knives into one guy. There's about 7-8 of them in him, and he's still come. And he's just continuously throwing these things. And it's shot in a way, and it is choreographed in a way that you can't but enjoy it. Like, there's points where there's things that happen that in less capable hands would have been extremely gross. There's a man who gets stabbed through the eye. And as it is happening, I was just like, boy, I don't want to see this. But they find clever ways to make murder fun. Because that is what this movie is. And they just move on. And they don't waste time trying to explain away why these things. They're just like, they do some light world building, but it is on you to like spend the time and think out, you know, how all of this makes sense or whatever. But they're not concerned anymore. The one thing I did enjoy about the world building is that they explain what the current, how the currency works. But they did that by not really explaining anything. They just hand waved it away. It's just like, the coin is a measure of trust. And you're just like, all right, dog, whatever. So this movie, really fun. I'm still like, I know at some point they must make a not good one. But they're,
stop it.
But they're 3 for 3.
Stop it. Don't even win. Nothing lasts. Don't even ask.
Nothing lasts, Douglas. But for right now.
I'm sorry. We're 20-something deep into James Bond right now. I don't know that there's been a bad one that I admit to being bad.
All right. All right. Well, in that case, we're going to have fun, Paul. Every 2 years, we'll get on.
There you go.
Until actual Keanu passes away. I think he'll be Keanu will be the next Chuck Norris. I think that's what he's prepping himself for. Keanu is.
Yeah, of course. Because he's into his 50s now, isn't he?
Yeah. How is there not a movie just called Chuck Norris?
Well, because JCVD beat him to it first.
Right. So, no, we just need one that's called Norris. So, at first, you don't realize what they're doing. And then they make the movie about a man who is clearly Chuck Norris, but they only refer to as Norris. It's like, and there's like a Delta Force section, and then he becomes a sheriff.
It's sad that in my youth, I never really, Chuck Norris was not the guy that I got into, mm-hmm. you know? So all of those movies, I know them. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever really watched a big one.
Oh, they're not good.
No, they're not.
Not at all. But when you're a child.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And dumb.
Oh, boy.
Woo.
Mm.
Chuck Norris is your boy.
Yeah.
So, Douglas.
I like Chuck Norris without watching. You know what I did watch of his? I've watched a few, like, snippets. Not snippets, but a few of pieces of his movies. But the thing I would watch regularly is Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes, because it was on the TV.
Yes, it was.
And it's...
Oh, and did you ever watch, he had a movie, it was probably called something like Sidekicks.
Sidekicks?
There you go, with Jonathan Brandis.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
In the eyes of a ranger. Unprotected stranger. Don't even know the words. I better know the truth of wrong from right. Cause the eyes.
And you have that guy telling you not to smoke in the ads in the middle.
There's like a random black guy in that show.
Boy, yes. That show sucks. It was the Die Hard guy.
Yeah. He's also Indian, like part Cherokee. Jesus.
Was he? I never remember that.
Right, there's, like he I'm spoke sorry, to eagles Douglas or some said shit.
The Die Hard guy, and I thought, no, it's not Family Matters, man. No, and I'm like, all right, on the bad guy side.
That's special. Andrew.
Wow,
that's real good.
Wow, your brain is broken.
I'm not talking about Reginald Vell Johnson. If I was talking about Reginald Vell Johnson, I'd have used his goddamn name. That guy, though,
his
is that.
His mama call him Reginald. I'ma call him Reginald.
But Douglas, I have a question for you, though.
Yeah?
How do you feel about the wickedness of this film?
That's a loaded question.
Uh-huh.
This film wicks all the sweat away from... I'm not sure what you're asking me, but I like this movie a lot.
You know shit.
Here's the one thing I will tell you. I will say to you, right? Uh-huh. I have not experienced this film the way I want to experience it. I went to Carib, and as soon as I sat down, because the theater was pretty full, and it meant there were people there. I mean,
I thought you knew how to solve this problem. You just bought the theater. Why haven't you done that yet?
Yeah.
Because Carib doesn't like it when you do that.
No, they don't. They let me do it once and they haven't allowed me to do it since.
Let's sell less popcorn that way.
I sat down and I felt from the beginning of this movie, my interest kind of waned because of just the environment I was in. So I cannot wait to watch this alone on my very nice television.
In 4K.
Which, because I'm pretty sure I only watch this in 1080.
Did you see how good John Wick 2 looked in 4K?
Oh, Damian.
So you could good. Taste the dirt in the water. It's so good.
Oh, his sweat just rained upon
I'll
me.
I'll tell you.
like gold. But yeah. I mean, this movie, it was what I needed it to be. It was dumb, fun action that never stopped. And it
would you say it's the prince that was promised?
it also did the thing that it needed to do, which was blatantly say to me, Douglas, we're not finished. We have more to come. So that when you sent me a message over the WhatsApp group of Douglas, there is more John Wick, my only response could have been, yeah, no shit.
No, I saw the movie.
And I'm so happy that it was clear. I didn't realize it when I saw the first movie. But it's clear that whoever pitched this was like, guys, listen, this is going to be a thing for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. We'll do this forever.
Yeah. Don't worry.
But at the same time, with each film as they've made it, they've obviously made it in a way where they're like, I hope we can come back.
Yeah, right? Of course. Yeah,
because you never know. They know it's not Marvel promised.
Yeah, you never know if, you know, it will be received how you think. But I'm sure if one of them makes, say, 600 million, then the next two will be made back to back. Like, yeah. Listen, we'll have Keanu forever.
And you can see it, right? They get more and more confident in the ending as the fan base grows, right? So the first movie, they were straight up like, wow, I'm not sure, right? Let me put in an ending that could actually be an ending.
Right.
And then they got part two and they haven't looked back since.
Do you have like a cap number in your mind where you're like, I don't think they can go past this number without it kind of just losing me?
I used to until the Marvel series. I used to think that you could only make so much off of one type of movie before people went, absolutely goddamn not.
So the thing about this movie is, right? So Damian talks about Marvel. What helps with that is that even though everybody is always in that movie, they have enough people where each movie doesn't feel like, each movie is not an Iron Man movie or a Captain America movie. They can switch the focus depending on who they decide is the primary person. Also, another franchise that has recently popped up has a similar asset, let's say, is the Furious movies, right? That is a family movie. And it has like 3,000 different characters that you can decide who to put at the forefront at the different parts of the movie, and you enjoy yourself. The one thing that I will say about this movie that might curtail its run is the fact that there's only one focus. Yes, they try to put him in different places. They try to put him up against different people. They try to make the assassin world more and more ridiculous, but it still is Keanu Reeves as John Wick. And that might cause a problem, but guess what? I love this movie so much that I hope it never does.
The thing I'd say, speaking to that, is that is an issue with the comic book movies, because they put out 4 a year at this point.
Yeah.
And so the shifts in tone and focus and characters and whatnot, you need that because there's so many of them. You get an Avengers movie every 3 years or so. But with John Wick, because there's one every 2 to 3 years, there's enough time between them where clearly what they're doing is working out what
action scenes. Sorry, Damian. What time? You and I both know we watch that movie on a daily basis.
No. I just mean between them actually coming out. I don't mean between me watching them. I mean between new ones coming out. there's enough time. It feels like they have a formula where there's like, what are the action scenes that we'd really like to do in this one? And how do we make that look cool?
Exactly. Yeah.
And then how do we get John Wick to do these things? Because he has maybe 8 lines of dialogue in this. This is the third movie, yeah, and it's the most he's ever spoke. And it can't, it wouldn't fit up here. It wouldn't fill up here. There's no way. Right? The subtitles for these movies must be tremendous. Gunfire.
Bang, bang. Right? Whiz, pow.
Like every scene, even when there's no gunfire, there's like gunfire and then ... wait for gunfire. But I can see them my fear is that, like with Mission Impossible,
mm-hmm,
right? Where that should have run out of steam, but they spread them far enough apart that it really does.
Well, and
they seem to be picking up again.
Exactly. They pick up somebody every movie now. Right. And I do honestly believe, because I keep wavering on number two, that mm-hmm, number two was, it's almost like the weak link in the chain for them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that they weren't sure they were going to make one after that. And that's why they did the same thing that Furious did, which is after a certain amount of time, they're like, all right, family. And yeah, actually, Mission Impossible is also the family thing. Like, they're building a group of people.
Right.
You have Benji. You have, I'm so happy that What's-Her-Face came back in the last mm-hmm one. Farooq Assault, I think, is her name in the movie.
Mm-hmm. The British agent.
Yeah, the British agent. And I hope she's there forever because mm-hmm she's awesome. And I'm very sad that Superman cannot come back. Mr. Hancock cannot come back.
I mean, you can have flashbacks. You can have like a brief, like, go back in time episode.
That's true.
And we get some Superman. We could even bring in the other half of it, Henry Cavill, and have him do something with him.
Yeah.
And just call it Mission Impossible, but it's really A Man from U.N.C.L.E. Part 2.
And I cannot wait for them to make up with Jeremy Renner, mm-hmm, so that he comes back as well.
Or just so that he survives the crash.
have him just have a prosthetic face the whole time.
Just say he made it.
Weirder shit has happened.
Or, I mean, we could go into Archer territory and just be like, yeah, he's a robot.
Yeah. By survive, I mean come back as a robot. I agree with both these things. Seems equally realistic.
Yep.
But
so I think we've come to an agreement.
I mean, John Wick, not to cut you, Andrew, but John Wick is picking up characters. He picked up...
With all due respect.
Yeah, no, because I knew he was going to move on and I didn't want him to do that. I was trying to get back to your point where he picked up the concierge and he picked up Halle Berry.
Well,
they can come.
Well, given how this movie ends...
Uh-huh.
I mean, the concierge will be in the next movie because he'll be in the next movie. But is he really a pickup?
But that's the thing. What if he switched sides? You don't know. Right? And that will be the whole story.
Boy,
three lines.
I didn't mind the way this movie ends, I have to tell you.
It's real good.
Oh, boy.
And there's people complaining that he couldn't have survived that fall.
No shit.
And it's like, oh, you remember the part where he's killed 18,000 people? this is the line. It's like, I'm not accepting this. But yeah, John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew.
Yeah, I was basically saying John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
It is verified and approved, and his excommunicado is now moved on, so we can move on.
Andrew, do you like this movie?
I do.
You sound enthusiastic.
Meh.
All right. I don't know what's happening. I mean, your team is leading, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Notice is very quiet around
here. Yeah. Although, I mean, there's not much to talk about John Wick. He murders everyone. The Iron Chef. That part where he sits beside him in the couch the first time.
Yeah.
Almost cried.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Of course there's
and then when he finally breaks it, because even though he does that, and that's very weird, mm-hmm. right? He gets up close to John. Right. It still is, I am a badass.
Right.
Beside you. John then gets up and goes into the other chair. Right. And it's like, he just can't help himself. He's like, I am such a fanboy. I really, really love. Okay.
So good.
Mm. Oh. You sure it's not available for pre-order?
It's not. Stop it.
I'm checking Google Play. I think it's available for pre-order.
Yeah, Google Play, though. I won't get a thing that I can actually get in 4K.
Right.
I don't trust...
You can buy that after.
After I've bought the thing that I'll never use? All right, cool.
It'll make you feel better because you've bought it.
I know, right? Yeah.
Andrew, you should buy an...
Yes, sir.
You should buy an OLED.
That seems like work.
Yeah, it does. It's real good.
I'll tell you this much, Andrew. It might be expensive, but it will be half as expensive as I paid for it.
Which is half as expensive as I paid for it. Because I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are.
But I saw World Cup on that TV.
Mm-hmm.
I was worth it. It was almost like being there.
Without being there.
Yeah,
I'll get to see the Women's World Cup on it.
I don't know any of those people.
I'm actually not sure if I can find it on television. Where am I going to find it?
It's going to be shown on Fox.
Oh, that's good. That would make sense. If I were the World Cup guys, if I were FIFA, I'd be like, yo, listen, if you get the World Cup everybody wants to watch, you need to make sure that you big up the World Cup that isn't doing so well. Yeah. If
only there are a way to play these matches at the same time. Never work.
Yep. So we were talking about John Wick. Andrew.
No, we're done.
We were talking about sports.
Sports!
Sports.
Damien, hi. Do I have my report yet?
On?
House.
I can't.
We were talking about sports, Andrew.
Sports. There's sports on every night. It's the playoff.
Andrew, it's so...
It's Game of Thrones episodes and sport. Like, I keep saying it to you and you guys are just like, there has been a... But Douglas knows now.
Especially, at least now, there is no EPL in the in the days. And I cannot watch La Liga, even though it finished around the same time as... I think it lasted one extra week than EPL. But I couldn't watch that anyway because YouTube does not have beIN. And I can't bother anymore.
Correct.
But so I don't have anything in the daytime on the weekend. So I can watch a few things. So like I'm essentially caught up on... Killing Eve, but I'm one episode behind and things like that. But yeah, no, Andrew, sports. I never thought I'd ever agree with Damien on this, but yeah.
Andrew, I promise you, I'm going to watch House. It is not up for debate at this point. It is the movie I'm looking most forward to watching.
Of course. I mean, the way he gets the American accent so good.
Cool.
Yeah, we have to... Yeah.
But when I'm at home, like when I leave to go to Carib or watch movies, that's fine because I'm usually going with friends. Although I haven't seen. What's the last movie me and you went to?
Because
I don't think we saw Avengers
together. We did not see Avengers together.
And we certainly didn't see this movie together.
No, we did not.
I guess Detective Pikachu is the
next one. I guess.
But yes. Me going
did
to.
Did we watch Captain Marvel together?
I think so.
No, so, did we?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know. I think so. But I don't remember. Leave me alone.
I barely go to Carib anymore. Because
it sucks. But when I do go, I treat it as an occasion to first go to Carib and then go to and eat and talk with friends.
Mm.
And then I get home and fall asleep. And then... Sports. But
if your team would just roll over and die, then I have 9 days to the finals. So next week I can guarantee, because there's not enough sports to be in the way anymore. The basketball games are every other day, so I'll find one day and watch house. I'm actually...
Hold on. Could we call somebody and make it so that it's every day?
Again?
So that... No. In the finals. Mm-hmm. So it's every day, so that at least, I mean, somebody have a chance against the Warriors. Them can't get tired.
What we'll do is, if they go up 2-0, we keep taking off one player of the team. They can only play 4 people at a time. 3 people at a time. Because it's not okay. Andrew,
by the way, Durant is coming back for the finals. You know that, right?
I'm well aware.
Oh boy.
I'm actually getting movie and television picks from randos. That's how comfortable I am. I'll have a lot of time soon. And so I'm taking suggestions on TV shows that I have never watched. But first on the list is House, because that movie, I saw the trailer and looks spectacular. So don't worry, you'll get your report soon. I apologize for my tardiness. Please let it be known that Damian White and his affiliates are not usually tardy on these kind of things. Please accept our humble apologies. And we look forward to doing business together in the future.
Well, it sounds like no one's seen anything. That's upsetting.
I saw
Game of Thrones.
Hold on, I can actually talk about something. I didn't realize that's where we were going. But clearly, I got to the I section of my movies, and it ended up being a Chris Nolan fest of Inception and Interstellar, which was really in 4K.
Thought you were going to say iRobot.
My God. But what I do want to talk about, right, because I really haven't watched anything more than, you know, the same old shit that I've seen this whole time, is a TV show. And Damian, you and I spoke about this just recently. Andrew, you need to watch the stupidest show on television right now. It goes by the name of It's Bruno. Do you know about the show, Andrew?
I have no idea. What is this?
So it's a Netflix show, and it is... I kind of think about it like it's a YouTube show, because each episode is somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. It's not very long, which is good for the type of thing that it is. It's stupid. I almost didn't watch it. I was like, I was very much on the fence when I saw the trailer, but I really appreciate the sort of FP levels of dumbness that is in this show. So this show is... It's this guy, Malcolm, who is obsessed with his dog. He loves his dog, and the dog's name is Bruno. And he lives in a universe where essentially everybody is obsessed with their dogs. And I don't know. So this is my problem. I don't know how to describe it to make it sound good. To make it sound like anybody should watch this movie.
It does sound dumb, though.
Because it is... It's so bad. But, Andrew, I can't stop watching it. And I don't know how to sell it.
Does the dog do tricks? I'm confused.
Actually, there is a whole bit about tricks. So, the guy from the various Marvel Netflix shows, the guy who's the random bad or shitty criminal connection that they always make, that, you know, if Luke Cage or if Daredevil want to find somebody in the hood, they go to this guy. He's in this show, right? And he has a dog who is a celebrity dog. And
of course.
Yeah. And he, Malcolm randomly sees him on a corner, and they essentially have a trick off to see which dog knows the most tricks and is better at it. Like, you know, sitting and rolling over, and it's so stupid. I really do love it. There's times when people want to steal dogs. There's times where it's just dog related. It's the worst movie ever. I'm sorry. I don't even know what I just said because Damon puts up in my face and I stop.
Andrew Robinson, you send me an email. That says formal email, and Google said, "Be careful with this message. Andrew Robinson has never sent you messages using this email address."
I never got a formal email.
Well, you didn't request formal emails. Damian requested formal emails.
And Google does not trust you. Which is real weird. That is creepy as shit. I actually did see a TV show. Because it is a Netflix TV show, so I can watch it on...
Oh, is it easy?
Terrible devices. No, it's Bonding.
I didn't talk about that, but I watched a TV show. Damian, what did you think?
I like it.
Ah, so did I.
They're bad people.
Yes.
The first episode was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Uh-huh.
But because it's Netflix and it just keeps going, I just went, all right, let's see this. And by the end of it, I must tell you, I like this TV show. I don't know if it's good, but I don't think it matters.
No, it doesn't.
It is an enjoyable watch.
Damian, I really liked his stand-up.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I didn't know where that was going initially.
Yeah.
Because it was all real bad.
Yeah.
But back there, it paid off in the end. His stand-up routine, pretty good. Boy, I didn't think that show could have done that.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
That was another one where I started off, I was like, why should I really do this to myself?
It worked out. It
but
really
I have
did.
To tell you, Netflix, I mean, they're batting over average, so I really should just...
With their TV shows, yes.
Yeah. That's a given, Damian.
There's people I had a conversation today with someone who tried to convince me that their movies aren't that bad.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is this person Satan himself?
They're drunk, is what they are. Absolute lunatics.
So, Andrew, it sounds like...
What is Bonding?
Really? Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. we're bad at this, Tim.
Andrew, thank you. Bonding is a Netflix TV show where two friends from high school... one is a aspiring comedian... And he doesn't have the stones to actually go up and do any part of his routine. And the other is going to school to become a psychiatrist. So she calls her friend and he comes and meets her at a club. And it is very clear immediately that she's a dominatrix. And he, because he's broke and... isn't the type to stand up for himself. He's immediately wrapped up into the situation. She needs him to perform light pimping duties. And he's not big pimping at all. And he obliges. And that is the premise of the show. It is just...
By the way, I have to say, I love how... And that's exactly how they describe this, right? That he, at first, they're like, yeah, you'll be my pimp light, right? And at no point does he do any pimping.
No.
And he just essentially assists with the dominatrix.
Right. He becomes an assistant.
Yeah.
And while this...
So it's like that Showtime show, that Showtime prostitute show.
in that there is some sex work involved, sure, yeah, but in I don't think so. Way, no. Yeah. Because that show is more, so that show is more, first of all, that's a regular show, right? That's a show that could actually be on television. Because the pimping is only there to be funny every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And they actually focus on our various relationships.
Right.
This show is just, it's just odd from the get-go.
Yeah.
And they do focus on like relationship mm-hmm. and development of, in right. particular, the guy. But in, I guess the more, I was about to say it's a little bit different, but maybe it's just the more modern sort of sensibilities, I guess. But it just doesn't feel, to me, it doesn't feel exactly the same. It feels a little weirder.
Right. The show, on one hand, is preachy about certain things,
mm-hmm.
about homosexuality, about sex work,
mm-hmm.
and about relationships. But this show is also making fun of all of these at all times. So where you it is like a trade-off. It is, oh, take us seriously when we say this, but we're also going to make fun of people who want people to piss on them. And it is this back and forth, and it's not that frenetic, but it is on the one hand serious, Damian, but then not just serious exactly at all.
How supportive that guy is.
Yeah.
It's the best.
And so it is just this weird juxtaposition, but it's fine. Like the first episode, I didn't understand what he was going for. And they're short episodes. They're about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But, and I think there's 8 episodes total.
Something like that. It's not a lot.
And because they're so quick and they get straight to the point, you quickly develop kind of flow. You understand what the show is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it does it in a way where it doesn't feel aggressive in either. Like, it's not aggressively funny and it's not aggressively they find some middle ground and it's fun. And the characters are instantly likable. That is the thing. Every single character you meet is instantly you're just like, I like these people. To the point where in the final 2 episodes,
my favorite character is Reverse R. Kelly, I have to say.
The Tickle Monster. Janet from A Good Place is in.
Yes,
here.
I forgot about that.
And she is,
she's killing the game.
Absolutely tremendous. And her husband is also fantastic. And it is things like that. Like, it is
just him cringing. Yeah.
It is things like that where they're just like, listen. There's a message here about not being condescending to people who are in this line of work, because there's people who have sexual hang-ups that this is the only way they can express it, right? And shaming those people is probably not the best way to go about it. But it is also making fun of these ridiculous situations. And so you never feel like it's trying too hard to do one or the other. And it's just fun. So, yeah, bonding. Sure, there's going to be people that disagree hard.
I forgot about that one. I like that show.
But I did like it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think that is literally it. It is sports bonding. And, of course, there's these things called John Wick movies.
Mm-hmm.
That I saw.
Yep.
Turns out, repeatedly going to Caribbean doesn't make Caribbean any better.
No, it does not.
We had an intermission in the 5 o'clock movie on Saturday. Because I was like, this intermission, Friday when I went, I said, this intermission feels long. And any summit I could be on. Any Point Break, I could surf with my gi on. Take any fighter, any class, I'm going to put you on your ass, then I'll pee on you peons for eons and eons and eons.
and eons, etc. Not a tall fella, but nobody can measure up. And if you wanna feel similar to this, all I had to do was cold cock an icon of cinema. Best believe I punched Keanu Reeves and it was better than any scene you could see in Speed. I hit John Wick and now I'm feeling so appealing. Basically, I'm a god, you can call me Hercules. What an excellent adventure. I wouldn't be surprised if Keanu's wearing dentures. I got a high five that can make a man die. I should be with the Justice League and the Avengers, taking out contenders with glee, carefree and as happy as can be, low key. Cause the only thing better than punching Keanu Reeves is the fact that his girl chose me. I bet you didn't think this was a love song, but the reason I'm at my pinnacle right now is I hit him in the eye, then I became her guy, and her love has me feeling invincible, no doubt. Get it? So I don't think I'll ever get it. Plus he was a jerk, so I really don't regret it. I'll celebrate that day from now to forever, or at least till the end of the credits. Credits. Best believe I punch Keanu.